Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. Thank you for joining me as we take just 10 minutes out of our busy schedule to do our weekly midweek top-up. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. Allow the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the rising and the falling of the breath. Always we're mindful of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made us. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives us life." And so I want you to truly take a deep breath in, lowering the diaphragm and the rib cage, and take in this life-giving, oxygenating breath. I want you to hold and gently, slowly release it. Pause for a moment. Now inhale slowly, gently, lowering the diaphragm, extending out the stomach, and taking in this energizing, renewing, restorative breath. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Pause. As you're taking this final deep breath in, set the intention to be here now, in this moment. Inhale. Extend, expand. Hold it. Slowly, gently release. And allow yourself to go back to the natural rhythm of inhaling and exhaling. Having set the intention to be here now. This morning I'd like to share with you a psalm from my favorite psalms for praying by Nancy Merrill. This is one of my favorite psalms, Psalm 103. Bless the beloved, O my soul, and all that is within me, I bless your holy name. Bless the beloved, O my soul, and remember the goodness of love. You forgive our stubbornness. You heal our disease. You save us from the snares of fear. You crown us with steadfast love and mercy. You satisfy our every need and renew our spirit like the eagles. Through you comes peace and justice for all who are oppressed. You make known the pathway of truth and guide us on the way. You are merciful and gracious, quelling our anger with your patient love. You love us more than we can ask or imagine. In truth, we belong to you, for you understand us, requiting us not according to our ignorance and error. as far as the heavens are high above the earth. So great is your loving response towards those who are humble. So far does your enduring strength uphold those who face the darkness within. As parents are concerned for their children, so you come to those who reach out in faith. For our ways are known, our weaknesses seen with compassion. As for humanity, our days are like grass. We flourish like a flower of the field. When the wind passes over, it's gone, and that place knows it no more. Yet, the steadfast love of the beloved is from everlasting to everlasting, to those who awaken, and justice to all generations. To those who remember your promises and follow your voice, the beloved's home is in our hearts, as we discover in the silence. Bless the beloved, O you angels, you faith-filled ones who hear the word, following the voice of love. Bless the beloved, all you people, those who abandon themselves into love's hands. Praise the beloved, praise all of creation. Praise the beloved, O my soul. And so, divine beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is, as we consciously come into your presence, surrendering our cares, our concerns, our worries, and leaving them in your infinite, capable presence. The teacher said that we were to cast our burdens upon him, for he cares for us. So whatever burdens we may be holding onto at this moment in time, we are letting them go now, surrendering them to you, knowing that the Creator of all that is knows what to do and how to do it. For as the psalmist said, as the heavens are high above this earth, your ways are higher than our ways, and your thoughts are loftier than our thoughts. You only ask that we surrender and trust, and allow you to have your perfect way in and through every experience that we're having. So divine beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is, in this very moment, in this very, very moment, we trust, we surrender, we let go, taking our attention off the what is and placing it on what it is we desire. Whatever is the healthy, right outcome that we are so wishing, we put our attention, focus on that. Knowing that where our energy goes and our attention is, spirit will flow there. So as we focus only on that which we want, health, wholeness, peace, joy, abundance, right outcomes in every situation, we know we can achieve and experience that as we surrender our attachment to how we think things need to be. Divine beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is, we are truly grateful for this thing called life. We are truly grateful for all that we are experiencing in it. And as we are expressing gratitude for our countless blessings, we hold in our hearts and minds those of our loved ones and friends who are unable to join us this morning, asking a special blessing upon them. And we move beyond those that we love and hold dear and ask a blessing upon our communities. And we move beyond our community and ask a blessing for our nation. We move beyond just our nation and ask blessings upon all nations. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all that is unfolding for us in this day. Knowing that as we stay centered and focused in all that we desire in this moment, all the other moments will be taken care of. For your infinite grace, your eternal blessings, your endless mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. Together we say Amen. Take a moment and take a deep breath in as we do our prayer of protection. Repeat after me, the light of God surrounds me.
The light of
God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
And so it is. And so, my beloveds, as we come to the end of this morning's 10 at 10, I wish you a most blessed and peace-filled day and look forward to joining you on Sunday at 10 a.m. for Rev. Ng's Sunday Song.